Hi, this is the Lazy Photographer, and this is episode number 19. On this episode, I'll talk about the 5 reasons why I sold my drone. Yep, you heard it right. I sold my drone. That was a few days ago, and that was a decision that I really thought about doing because it's a drone. It's one of my favorite things to capture videos and photos over the air. And not many people have drones when I had that. But everything has changed. The DJI Spark is an entry level drone, and it was sort of my test to see if I would love flying drones and taking videos and photos out of it. And it was a great experience and getting to know the DJI system. It's one of the top DJI. It's one of the top drone makers in the world, and I really love the interface and how easy it is to pilot their drones. So I also had experience knowing what are the responsibilities as a drone pilot, what are the knowing what it takes to be a drone owner, to be a responsible drone owner, and how the drone industry has evolved. I've been following. I think I bought it around 2 or 3 years ago, and it was one of the best decisions I had when it comes to photography and videography. And with that drone, I flew it in 4 different countries, but I didn't really have that much travel, so it's one of those things that I could check off my bucket list. So let's proceed to my top 5 reasons why I sold my drone. I thought about this and would like to share it to you guys. The reason about selling it. Reason number 1. The drone was really just sitting at my closet, and the last time I used it was January of 2020, and what made it worse was the COVID-19 situation that we're still in right now. So really, I haven't used it in a while, and I realized that it's time for it to let go. I did not decide only by this reason, but that is one of the reasons I thought of selling it. And I'll give you more other reasons, the 4 other reasons after this, but really this is something like what made me thought about selling it in the first place. So that's it. First reason, it was just sitting at my closet. Reason number 2, COVID-19. Yes, I mentioned it earlier, but really, COVID-19 was really the cause of this decision, and it really worsened everything. No one can travel anymore. No one can go places where we usually go to, and I think this will go on to be something like this, even though it has loosened up in most of the countries. but it would still scare everyone, and traveling would be second to nothing. I mean, we won't be traveling soon this year, I guess. I probably it would ease up by November. And really, that was the decision that the second decision that I mean, the second reason why I made this decision. So COVID-19 was also a part of that that reason. And I think everyone has to think about these things too, because, for example, we photographers or anyone who buys gadgets for to do their stuff, there are really gadgets that we just buy and not doing anything at all, just sitting. Those, I think it's a good thing to sell those and make something out of it. So yeah, that's the second reason why I sold the drone. Reason number three, drone regulations are getting more strict. Yes, we have the latest drone by DJI right now, which is the DJI Mavic Mini as an entry level. It actually changed everything when they made it just a little bit below the required weight for a drone to be considered as a needs to be registered. So this has changed how we think about drones, but the regulations have also been changed. I can remember when I first got a drone, the first year I had, although there are less people having drones, the regulations are much less tight compared today. I remember flying from that cathedral in Vietnam, where no one was allowed to fly, but I was able to fly there. But with just talking to the guards, it was okay. I had been declined a few times to fly in other countries, but it's way more tighter than today than 2 or 3 years ago. So really, it's kind of depressing. Not really depressing in a sense, in a negative sense, but it's kind of really brings you not to be able to fly on those places that you want. I agree that we need to be responsible. We need to be cautious of hurting someone, but good thing I never bought an expensive drone, because if that was more expensive, then if I bought those drones that are bigger and more expensive, it's just a problem imagine if you want to go to a different country, you'll have to contact their what do you call this aviation authority and ask for permission or pay permit or something like that. That's 2 or 3 weeks before your flight. And that is something I see as a hassle, getting those permits, and it's just too much for me. And good thing I didn't buy those bigger drones, and I'm happy that I had the smaller one. But with the DJI Spark and any other drones in particular, it's just getting tougher. And that's really one of the things that I looked at, or one of the things I considered as one of the reasons for selling this drone. I think it's a good one to consider too. Unless you're really interested to experience it, I would like you to do it, to buy, or if you want to experience, but don't buy the bigger ones. The bigger ones are too expensive, very expensive. So yeah, that's reason number three. Reason number four, my drone skills have outgrown my drone capabilities. This is one of the good things, or the very positive things that I considered when I decided to buy the to sell the drone. It's because I've used it a lot of times that I've outgrown its capabilities. I know how to use all the capabilities of my phone or my drone. The features, I use them well, from panoramic, 360 panoramic, to vertical, horizontal panoramic, time lapses of videos, and the moves, everything I've learned, and I'm very happy that I've gained those skills and experienced those things. These are really the main things you need to aim for when you have a drone. And to tell you, I've flown the drone more on some practice flights than my real travel flights. So I think what really helped me for not crashing was that I practiced more than I used it for my travels and any other stuff. So yeah, that made the practices that I made me more skillful in flying the drone, and I know how far it could go, and make sure that the battery is still it's still intact, or the battery is could still allow my drone to go back to where it came from. And that's something very, very important if you fly a drone. I know one of the limits was it can only fly 13 minutes with a battery. But I was able to identify how long will it take to travel back to me before the battery dies. So that's something very important. And yeah, I think it was time to move on. Before I would buy a new drone, probably I would not stop considering to buy a new one. But for now, I think it's better to sell it and then just wait for another one that might interest me. So that's reason number four. Reason number five, I would be lying to you if I wouldn't say that I needed the money for this for selling the drone, and I really needed money, and that's one of the bigger deciding factor. I put it on the last because I didn't want to. I didn't want to lie about it. I needed the money for something that I wanted to do, and I weighed the pros and cons of selling this. It could benefit me in terms of financial. Now, even that we're in COVID situation and. There's not much income getting in my pocket, there's really nothing much to explain about it. But I really needed the money, so those are the top five reasons why I sold my drone. Now, in conclusion, I would like to stress out that I still love drones, and in the future, I should still be considering to buy another one. And I hope that the drone industry will progress more and make drones more easy to fly, and make drones more sophisticated and can do such other things that it can't be done at the moment. I would still on this podcast, I would still continue to watch out for drones, read about updates and news regarding the drone industry. I would still need to talk about it here. Don't worry. This episode actually is just to let you know what the reasons behind me selling the drones. So don't worry, I would still be sharing information about drones. It might just be drone news and my thoughts about drones. But yeah, in general, that's the top five reasons that I sold my drone. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I want to hear from you. If you have a drone, do you consider buying a new one? Or if you haven't had a drone, do you want to own one? Let me know. I would like to start a conversation with you. Thanks for listening, and see you on the next episode. Thanks. Bye-bye.